Golf Bravo 1, Romeo Mike Sierra. This is Golf Bravo 1, Sierra Sierra. I'm ready for your questions, over. And Golf Bravo 1, Sierra Sierra, I'm ready for your next question, over. Well, you've got about 35 years to wait, and I think it's going to be really exciting then. I think we're going to be having people on Mars. We'll have a permanent habitation on the Moon, I hope, and transfer times from the Earth to Mars will be significantly shorter. We'll have better propulsion. We'll have good radiation protection for astronauts, so it's very exciting times ahead. That's a great question, Rosie and Rosa and Millie, for our spacewalk. We just had to kind of monitor ourselves for 12 hours or so to make sure we didn't get the symptoms. And once with that kind of 12-hour period was over, then we were all okay. Hi, Syra. Really, the first word was just beautiful because it was the most amazingly beautiful sight. Watching the sunrise out of the Soyuz window and then soon after that getting to watch the moonrise as well was absolutely incredible. Over. The hardest thing to adjust to was disorientation, the fact that your ears are really tumbling around and it makes you feel quite dizzy and disorientated. But it only takes about 24 hours. Over. Yes, Elizabeth, I think probably neck muscles, although we do work out each day, so there's not too much of muscle mass reduction, thankfully. Over. I think the biggest inspiration to travel in space was probably a NASA astronaut, Bruce McCandless. As I saw him do his untethered spacewalk from the Space Shuttle Bay, and I just thought that was an amazing feat. Over. That's a great question. They're very similar, but I think up here you do feel more isolated from planet Earth. Even though when you're living under the ocean, you know, you're still isolated and you're still in a dangerous environment. But up here, you definitely feel a lot more distant from planet Earth. Over. Hi, Kitty. Well, for future astronauts, I think you really just have to focus on doing the things that you love doing and being as good as you can at them. That's the best advice for any astronaut, really, is just be as good as you can at what you're doing. Over. That's a great question, Yasmin. In zero gravity, we don't have to work against gravity, so you could use a lot less force, if you like, and that doesn't impart temperature onto the metal, so you get a much purer burn, and you can cool it to lower temperatures. Over. Hi, Miranda. Well, we have got some very clever systems up here using electrolysis of water. We split water into hydrogen gas and oxygen gas. And rather than just getting rid of the hydrogen gas, we then mix that with the carbon dioxide that we're breathing out. And that actually makes water and produces methane. So the only thing we get rid of is methane overboard. Over. That's a great question. I think I had a lot more control when I was flying a helicopter. In the rockets, you just sit and enjoy the ride. Over. training really prepares you well, and when you're training, you're travelling around all over the world to the different training centres, and actually that gets your body very used to travel and very used to jet lag. Over. Thank you so much, guys. It's been great talking to you this evening, and I'll be back over to the UK in about 90 minutes. Good night.